Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 9 Verse 5
Sa
Vaidadeva
Tadeva
Pratipadatam
Pratipadatam
Giram
Giram
Daivi
Daivi
Parijnata
Parijnata
Parahma
Asattaram
Parishrutaru
Parishrutaru
Shravasam
Shravasam
Dhruva
Dhruva
Shiti
Shiti
Savaitadaiva Pradipaditam Giram
Savaitadaiva Pradipaditam Giram
Daivim Parijnata Parātma Nirnaya
Daivim Parijnata Parātma Nirnaya
Bhakti Bhavo Vyagranada Sattvaram
Tam bhakti bhavo apunyada sattvaram
Parishrutaru savasam dhruvakshiti
Parishrutaru savasam dhruvakshiti Savaitadeva pratipadinam giram Daivim parijnata parātmanirnaya Tam bhakti bhavo vikrinada sattvaram Parishrutaru savasam dhruvakshiti Savaitadeva pratipaditam giram Daivim parijnata parātmanirnaya Tam bhakti bhavo vikrinada sattvaram Parishrutaru savasam dhruvakshiti Savaitadeva pratipaditam giram Daivim parijnata parātma nirnaya Tam bhakti bhavo avyagrinada sattvaram Parishrutaru savasam dhruvakshiti
Savaitadeva
pratipaditam giram Daivim parijnata parātma nirnaya Tam bhakti bhavo avyagrinada sattvaram Parishrutaru savasam dhruvakshiti
Sa Dhruva Maharaj
Dhruva Maharaj
why
certainly
tada
at that time
eva
yes
pratipaditam
having attained
giram
speech
rupees.
Daivim.
Daivim.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Parijnata.
Parijnata.
Understood.
Understood.
Paratma.
Paratma.
Supreme Soul.
Supreme Soul.
Nirnaya.
Nirnaya.
Conclusion.
Conclusion.
Tam. To the Lord.
To the Lord.
Bhakti Bhava.
Bhakti Bhava.
Situated in devotional service.
Situated in devotional service.
Abhyagrana.
Abhyagrana.
Offered prayers.
Offered prayers.
Asatvaram.
Asatvaram.
Without hasty conclusion.
Without hasty conclusion.
Parishruta.
Parishruta.
Widely known.
Widely known.
Uru Sravasam.
Uru Sravasam.
Fame.
Fame.
Dhruva Kshiti.
Dhruva Kshiti.
Dhruva.
Dhruva.
Whose planet would not be annihilated.
Whose planet will not be annihilated.
Translation: at that time, Dhruva Maharaj became perfectly aware of the Vedic conclusion, understood the absolute truth, and his relationship with all living entities. In accordance with the line of devotional service of the Supreme Lord, whose fame is widespread, Dhruva, who in the future would receive a planet which would never be annihilated, even during the time of dissolution, offered his deliberate and conclusive prayers. Therefore, there are many important items to be considered in this verse. First of all, the relationship between the absolute truth and the realms of material spiritual energies is here understood by a student who has complete knowledge of the Vedic literature. Dhruva Maharaj never went to any school or academic teachers to learn the Vedic conclusion, but because of his devotional service to the Lord, as soon as the Lord appeared and touched his forehead with his conch shell, automatically the entire Vedic conclusion was revealed to him. That is the process of understanding Vedic literature. You cannot understand it simply by academic learning. The Vedas indicate that only to one who has unquenching faith in the Supreme Lord as well as in the spiritual masters do they conclusion revealed. Example of Dhruva Maharaj is that he engaged himself in devotional service to the Lord according to the order of the spiritual master, Narada Muni. As a result of his rendering such devotional service, great determination and austerity. Determination, austerity, the Supreme, the personality of God personally manifested himself before him. Dhruva was only a child who wanted to organize prayers to the Lord. Because he lacked sufficient knowledge, he hesitated. But by the mercy of the Lord, as soon as the Lord's conch shell touched his forehead, he became completely aware of the Vedic conclusion. That conclusion is based on proper understanding of the difference between Jiva and Paramatma, the individual soul and the super soul. The individual soul is forever a servant of the super soul, and therefore his relationship with the super soul is to offer a service. That is called Bhakti Yoga or Bhakti Bhava. Dhruva Maharaj offered his prayers to the Lord not in the way of the impersonalist philosophers, but as a devotee. Therefore, it's clearly said here, Bhakti Bhava, the only prayers worth offering are those offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose reputation is spread far and wide. Dhruva Maharaj wanted to have the kingdom of his father, but his father refused even to allow him to get out of his lap. In order to fulfill his desire, the Lord had already created a planet known as the full star Kriloka, which was never to be annihilated in the time of the social universe. Dhruva Maharaj attained this perfection not by acting hastily, but by patiently executing the order of the spiritual master. And therefore, he became so successful that he saw the Lord face to face. Now he was further enabled by the causes of mercy of the Lord to offer fitting prayers to the Lord. To glorify or offer prayers unto the Supreme One needs the Lord's mercy. One cannot rightly glorify the Lord unless one is endowed with his causeless mercy. Translation: at that time, Dhruva Maharaj became perfectly aware of the Vedic conclusion, understood the absolute truth and his relationship with all living entities. In accordance with the line of devotional service of the Supreme Lord, whose fame is widespread, Dhruva, who in the future would receive a planet which would never be annihilated even during the time of dissolution, offered his deliberate and conclusive prayers. So, Dhruva got the blessings of Narada Muni, and then he got the blessings of the Supreme Lord. So that is the usual process. Sometimes the Lord may directly give mercy, as he gave to Dhruva, something like that.
But a normal process is that first one gets the mercy of devotees. So Dhruva got the mercy of Narada. And of course he also got the mercy of his mother, who told him to go and worship Narayana. And then he got the mercy of Narada Muni. So because of Narada Muni's mercy, he was able to advance in bhakti and became qualified to see the Supreme Lord. Then the Supreme Lord gave him mercy so that he could offer prayers properly. But we should understand that the Lord does not give mercy only at the end. That is when one sees the Lord face to face. But the Lord gives mercy all the time. In fact, the mercy given by the devotee is the mercy of the Lord. So when Narada Muni gives mercy to Dhruva, ultimately is the Lord's mercy. So the devotees channel the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and they choose who to distribute that mercy to in the material world. So ultimately it is the Lord's mercy. And in the process of devotional service, as one progresses, that progress also depends upon mercy. So Dhruva started out, and then he got the mercy of Narada Muni, and he began worshipping and meditating, etc. So he did not carry out the devotional process, and he advanced in his devotion. So the certainly we put forth effort in order to advance. But the ultimate reason for advancement is the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is merciful to those who are devotees. The Lord helps those who are devotees. So as Bhagavad Gita says, I give the intelligence by which a person can come to me. The Lord interacts with the devotees, and therefore the process of bhakti is considered special. He does not help the jnanis and the yogis and the karmis to the extent that he helps the devotee. Certainly helps everyone, but he gives himself more to the devotee. And therefore, in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very quickly, the devotee is able to surpass the material miseries in the material world and attain the Supreme Lord. So the reason is that the Lord is very merciful to the devotees, and he delivers the devotee from the material world. So the progress of the devotee is also dependent upon the mercy of the Supreme Lord, which may be manifested through devotees also. So we should never think that the devotee is devoid of the Lord's mercy. It's a continuous shower of mercy that the devotees get from the Lord. So when the Supreme Lord here gives mercy to Dhruva, this is not the first mercy of the Lord. The Lord is always merciful, and therefore Dhruva was able to advance very quickly. And this show of mercy, of course, is a response to the devotee. The devotee has a desire, and the Lord likes to fulfill that desire. Similarly, Dhruva had a desire for a kingdom. So later on we will see that the Lord offers him a kingdom. But Dhruva understands this material kingdom is not very useful to me. It is an obstacle to bhakti. Nevertheless, the Lord gives him that kingdom also. So the Lord likes to fulfill the desires of the devotees. Of course, we also have the counter action of the Lord. That is opposite action. Sometimes the Lord takes everything away from the devotees. So he may not fulfill the desires of the devotees if it is unfavorable for the devotee's advancement, and instead of supplying things, he may take things away. Nevertheless, the Lord says, Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham, I support the devotee and supplies what is lacking and preserve what the devotee has. So, in general, the Lord tries to assist the devotee in all ways possible so that he can progress nicely in the process of bhakti. So if the material benefits are not contrary to bhakti, then the Lord is also willing to give those things. So in the case of Dhruva, he got a kingdom and then he got Dhruva Loka. The Lord did not consider that to be an obstacle to his bhakti, and therefore he awarded Dhruva these things. This is a display of the mercy of the Supreme Lord and the compassion of the Supreme Lord upon the jivas. And when the devotees have desires, the Lord likes to fulfill them. The best desire of the devotee, however, is simply to serve the Lord. That desire to serve the Lord is what actually stimulates the Lord to show his mercy. When a devotee overcomes all difficulties and attempts to serve the Lord, and then the Lord becomes very compassionate towards that person. So that is the main way in which the Lord is compassionate to the devotee. In this case, Dhruva wanted to recite prayers. He wanted to glorify the Lord. So this is the type of service. So the Lord was very willing to help him in that endeavor. How did he bless him? He was able to understand proper conclusions. Nirnaya means to discern the truth. He understood the truth about the Supreme Lord, Paramatma, Parijata Paramatma, Paramatma Nirnaya. He was able to understand the real truth about the Supreme Lord and his position. So this is difficult for most people because we cannot observe the Supreme Lord directly. We have to go to the scripture. However, when we go to the scripture, it also becomes confusing because we have different explanations in different places. Therefore, we have to depend upon the acharyas to get the conclusion of the scriptures. Otherwise, we become very confused by the contrary statements. So Dhruva didn't study the scriptures.